Good morning. This is Ben Jensen here on Livestock Lines, and today I have an interview with Kate Maher. She is the executive producer for NCBA's Cattlemen the Cattlemen, where they go around and interview and find issues that cattlemen are having and help them solve them. So, Kate, what are some of the biggest, not just issues, but some of the biggest innovations that you've seen from different producers lately, and what are some of the most promising ones that you've seen that you really could think producers could latch on to as a next move for their operation?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ben. You know, at Cattlemen to Cattlemen, we had the privilege and the honor of going across the country and meeting with beef farmers and ranchers from all over that are just doing some really innovative things. You know, whether it's using some conservation tools and easements to mitigate some issues on their farm or ranch, whether it's doing some direct-to-consumer sales, whether it's diversification in hand-milled grains to support their beef operation. There's just so many opportunities there, especially in some value-added programs, especially in some partnerships. There's just so much out there right now, I think, for beef producers to really take advantage of, and it's sure fun to go around the country and see those that are really thinking outside the box, whether they're first generation or a 10th generation on the farm or ranch, to really make this beef production profitable and work for them.
So you mentioned first generation producers. Has it seemed as if that first generation producers are having a tougher time getting started? Have you seen much with that in your travels? Or have there been some promising operations that appear to be doing very well despite the circumstances with it?
You know, we recently talked to a group of young beef industry professionals, all of whom were first generation farmers or ranchers. And, you know, the big issue is obviously land. Land is not cheap. Land is not readily available. That's really the biggest obstacle to overcome. But boy, they've gotten creative in some of the ways to do that, whether it's, a mentor program, maybe with a farmer or rancher who doesn't have kids coming back to it. Maybe it's on a smaller scale with just some very, very niche marketing. But, there's challenges, but they gave us a great, great perspective on how to get a hold of that, or how to get around that, how to make some things work. And that'll be coming up in a future episode of Cattlemen to Cattlemen. But land resources are sure the toughest issue for first generation farmers and ranchers. But what is really encouraging is that there are so many people so hungry to do it that they're going to figure out a way to have cattle and get involved in agriculture. And that is really just, I think, so very positive. When you think about the value of agriculture to a society, we really need those first generation folks to say, we appreciate the value of agriculture to a society and food security in this country, and we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that we're part of that solution.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me here on Livestock Lines. Kate, again, everybody, that was Kate Maher, the executive producer for NCBA's Cattlemen the Cattlemen show that is on RFD-TV. Again, everybody, this has been Livestock Lines here on KFRM 550 AM. Ben Jensen reporting.